You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, and welcome to Inside Out. Thank you for joining me today. And I hope everything's going well with you. And if not, I pray it gets better and soon. And I pray that you just have an awareness and a peace that no matter what's going on, that God is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. You are never alone, and you are never without help. Hold on to that. Remind yourself of that. Repeat that out loud. Thank God for that. Where would we be without such a faithful, present, precious, powerful, loving God? I'm so grateful today. I hope you are as well. Again, thank you for joining me for Inside Out, and I value that. I pray for you, those of you that are listening and those who will perhaps one day listen. I want to encourage you to, if this is helping you, encouraging you in any way, that share that with some others. There's some people in your path. There's some people in your circle that hopefully this would be a blessing and encouragement, which is the whole purpose of this podcast. Make sure to follow. And if you want, leave a good comment because that just helps others to know. So we've been talking about kindness and that kindness really, really counts. I won't review because we only take 10, 12 minutes on each episode of the podcast. So that also makes it very listenable. excuse me, no matter what you're doing, you know, you can listen for 10, 11, 12 minutes-ish. And then also it makes it easy to go back and review or go back and catch up. So that's part of the purpose of the little time frame there. Well, let me just dive in with this. God is love. Love is kind. God is our Father. So we are to be both loving and kind. And all the attributes of God are expressed toward us through his kindness. Think about it. His love, his mercy, his grace, his patience, his loving kindness, salvation, forgiveness, tender mercies. I mean, my goodness, that is the kindness of God toward us. And all the attributes of God are expressed toward us through his kindness. It's like it all comes to us through that funnel of kindness. Let's explore a little scripture here. Titus chapter 3, verse 3 through 5. It says, "We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us." Wow, what a verse. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. "So that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God." Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." You know, God has been so good to us and so kind to us. He's primed the pump, so to speak, and also he's paid it forward, so we need to. God has been so good and kind to us, we need to be kind. Luke chapter 6, verse 35 and 36 says, "Live out this God-created identity the way our Father lives toward us, generously and graciously, even when we're at our worst. Our Father is kind. You be kind." I just think it's so clear. So God he commands and he expects us to pass it on and to be kind because of what it does. Everybody ends up better. You know, God is so good and kind to us. That changed everything. That changed our eternity, our character, our priorities. It brought such relief into our life. Every day I'm thankful for the kindness of God. And remember, we don't deserve it. And that makes it all the more rich and powerful and impactful in our life, the kindness of God. And so God expresses it towards us. And then he commands us, and he expects us to be kind and be loving and to pass that on, again, because of what it does to us, what it does to others, and when we pass it on, what it does in us again. And let's pass it on. Everybody ends up better. In Proverbs 19, verse 22, the first part of that verse, it says, "What is desired in a man is kindness." So what is desired in a man? It's the Hebrew word, ta'ava, and it has multiple meanings. All of them apply here. And there's, you know, just subtle nuance here. Let's see if I can express this in the right way here. First of all, what is desired in a person is kindness. So kindness is what is desired. It is what is desirable. It is what is attractive about a person. And, you know, I don't care where you are, you know, a restaurant, a resort, or wherever, customer service matters. And if people are kind to you, that's what you desire, or that's what totally, you know, turns you off to the whole experience. And a person, a restaurant, a resort, you know, and the people representing those things, they might be attractive in other ways, but if they're unkind, it's a big nope, you know, for all of us. So kindness is what is desired. It's what's desirable. It's what's attractive about a person. Rabbi Abram Heschel says, "When I was young, I admired clever people. Now that I'm old, I admire kind people." So first of all, exploring the nuances, meanings of this word desired, kindness is what is desired, desirable, and attractive about a person. Kindness is also what you desire from a person. It's what you want to receive from a person. So you can notice kindness about a person, and that's desirable, that's attractive, that's helpful, but that's also what you want them to be towards you. Kindness is what you desire from a person. And then also kindness is a person's desire or joy to show to others. It's what you want to be. I think even grumpy people, you know, impatient people, they feel better. You know, kindness is a person's desire. It's their joy to show it to others. You feel better when you're kind to others. It's what you want to be. And, you know, there are times you don't want to be kind. Better stated, you don't want to be unkind. And when you think you do in the heat of the moment, later you regret that. You regret that. Kind is what you want to be. You're wired that way, actually, because you're made in the Imago Dei. You're made in the image of God to be like our Father. I started out with it today. God is love. God is kind. God is our Father, and he wants us to be loving and kind. You want to be kind. And I'll say it again, where there is kindness, everybody ends up better. Everybody ends up better. And don't forget, we don't deserve God's kindness towards us. None of us do. And by definition, God's kindness, his mercy, his grace, his forgiveness, his favor, his patience, salvation, it's all undeserved. It's all unearned. It is God's love gift to us. And so just think about it today. Intentionally be kind. Plan on doing some kind things. whatever you do today, do it in a kind way. Whatever you say today, try to say that with a kind tone. Tone really, really matters. Try to say it also with a kind expression on your face, body language. In every way, say, do, be, express, exude kindness today. And I think kindness really shows up as the genuine article also when just it's spontaneous, you know, and someone catches you off guard, interacting with you, interrupting you even, and you're kind. Let it flow out. And understand this. You may think, oh, I'm not kind yet. Yeah, if you're a believer, you have the Holy Spirit in you, and part of the fruit of the Spirit is kindness. And God has been so kind to you. He has poured a whole lot of kindness in you. Let it flow through you too. And you know what? Everybody ends up better where there is kindness. Well, thank you. It was very kind of you to join me today. Don't miss the next episodes. And we're going to continue to talk about kindness. Have a great week. God bless you. We'll see you the next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.